Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline Hemrick. Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline is presented by XO Wellness, a healing practice using homeopathy, flower essence, and holistic life guidance for a happier, healthier you. Go to xowellness.com/healing room for 15% off your first consult, healing jewelry, or product. Hello, my friends. I hope that you are doing well. I'm excited to be sharing something with you today that is a big topic for me, and it has been for a really long time. And that is focusing our intent and refining and upgrading our thoughts. Because I know for me, as much as I work on my belief systems and all the programs that have been embedded in me since I was born, or possibly even before that, possibly even in utero and ancestral stuff, there's a lot going on in our thoughts that needs cleaning up and a little help. And as long as I've been working on changing my programming and putting programming in that works for me and serves me, as long as I've been working on that, there's still so much to do. And that's what inspired me to do this episode. I decided I wanted to call it Confessions of a Dirty Mind. And I thought, oh, everybody's going to think that means sex. But no, sex isn't dirty at all. We know that, especially if you've worked on uncovering and cleaning out all those old shame programs about our bodies being shameful or sinful. No, not at all. That's not what this is about. Dirty mind, when I say that, I mean all the thoughts that need cleaning up, that are rolling around in our head, creating our reality. And we know this is true now, even though we already have enough proof and research to see that the thoughts that we think are creating our experiences. It's still so hard. So I wanted to do an episode to give you some pointers and suggestions about practical action steps you can take to start to refine your thoughts and focus your intent so that you can create better. I was introduced to the mind-body connection and how the thoughts that we think are affecting our physical organs and all of our body parts in 1996, during the first job I ever had. As a massage therapist, I worked for a chiropractor, and she would adjust her clients, her patients, and she would always get out Louise Hay's little blue book. I've talked about it before because it rocked my world and changed my life in 96, because I would watch her treat the patient and then go look up the mental thought pattern, emotional correlation to what they had going on with their body. And I saw how accurate it was, and that fascinated me. And I've been fascinated ever since. And I decided to learn everything that I could learn from Louise Hay. I did a week-long course of hers. It was a teacher training program, and so many powerful little nuggets of wisdom that helped me to change the way that I saw how I think and actually think about what I'm thinking about, because that's what we do. We just have all these random loops and programs playing in our mind, and we don't even know it. One thing that I came up with on my own that I want to share with you that really helps is keeping a thought journal. I started doing that, and I would set a timer and alert myself so many times a day to go ahead and record what I had been thinking about when my mind was left on its own to wander around unattended. And the more I realized that when my mind was left unattended, the thoughts that were going on in my head were not so great. They were not the highest, beautiful, most creative building blocks to create with, I should say. And I thought, oh, it's pretty dirty in there. I need to start to clean it up. And cleaning up your mind takes a lot of work. So since that time of discovering Louise Hay, I have been so hungry and excited to learn everything that I could learn about evolving thoughts. And taking our thoughts and taking ownership of them, really being in control of our minds so that we can master all the creative potential that lies within us. So how do we do this? How do we elevate our thoughts? The first step is developing awareness on how programmed we all really are. And the reason that we are so programmed with belief systems that might not be serving us might even be destructive to our health, our prosperity, our relationships, is that in the first 7 years of our life, we are in a different brainwave state. We have lots of different brainwave states to access and work with. And our brain is extremely complex, as we know. And I'll give you some references in the show notes if you really want to learn about the different brainwave states and how to utilize them. But for our purposes, to keep it simple, the first 7 years of our lives, we were easily in alpha brainwave state. It's a lower state than as adults. When we get older, we have to intentionally put action into accessing that state. But for the first 7 years, we were all highly programmable to whatever was around, whatever shame, guilt, fear, lack, poverty, undeserving. I'm trying to think. I know there's a million more. Judgmental. All the programs that keep us from enjoying how good life can be. When those programs are deeply impressed upon our subconscious at that early age, when we're so absorbent, those are the ones that are very hard to get over as an adult. And it's the same reason on the positive side that it's so much easier to learn languages, multiple languages, when you're in that 1 to 7 year old age bracket. So here we are older and we might say an affirmation or write down a goal, but guess what? We're not in that highly programmable, easily influenced into the subconscious level of our being. We're not in that state normally. So the trick is to take ourselves into the alpha brainwave state if we want to reprogram ourselves. And reprogram ourselves, we should, because everyone else has been doing it to us. Lots of institutions, organizations, mass consciousness has been purposefully using programmable techniques on us our entire lives. And if you don't know that or believe that, you can check out how subliminal messages and frequencies are used in commercials. I choose to not watch a lot of TV in general, but I especially don't watch commercials because, hey, I'm trying to program myself. I'm trying to reprogram all the negative, destructive beliefs